Lounge Podcast. Come on.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, yo, this brother walked in the house sneezing. This brother walked tables. We want to be mindful of table.
We do.
Just some production notes I'm getting through the teleprompter.
Tablets.
They don't like that. Welcome back to Lowe's Lounge. I'm Carlos Reyes, otherwise known as Lowe's, in the building. Not Lowe's, like the store, Lowe's. I just want to be specific and like really articulate that. Let me tell you, my fabulous co-host Harry walked up into the building, sneezy, germy, but with the freshest fucking outfit.
Holla at me. You see the vibe? You see the vibe?
How you feel, bro?
I feel great. Ever since I got the spritz.
The spritz.
I feel amazing. I'm feeling great.
Yeah.
You know what I've been getting into lately, as a side note? How do you feel about gin?
I like gin.
I like gin. Yeah. I'm liking gin more and more.
What are you putting in your gin, though?
Or it's a drink. I'll look at the gin section and look at a drink that I don't know anything about drinks.
Like, right, so what are you mixing it with?
Whatever the fuck I see in the drink. Like, if it sounds good. Like, you know, like if it's... I couldn't give you more than that. Like, if... You know what I mean? That's okay. A cool name.
So you're not a gin connoisseur?
No, not by any means. All right. I just had it one day and I was like, oh, shit. I like this. I'm going to get this again.
Ginger ale. Ginger ale is incredible.
Okay. Talk to me.
I thought you were going to sneeze. I was getting ready to say God bless. Lowe's Lounge Podcast, available on many platforms. Don't forget to follow on Instagram. I would put ginger ale. I would do... Jack is whiskey, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was going to say... so that goes with Coca-Cola. Nah, ginger ale. Ginger ale.
Gin with the gin?
With the ginger ale. Or gin and juice. Orange juice.
Right.
Go light on the orange juice.
Something about the burn of gin. It really makes you feel like an alcoholic when I have gin.
So you're looking to sip it in a glass.
Yeah,
drink. So you want to sip it like if it's a bourbon.
I mean,
so what the fuck do you want out of the gin?
I like it. I'm saying I feel like an alcoholic. It makes you feel crazy. I don't feel like it's over Henny.
You know what you just reminded me of? Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen when they were hosting New
Christmas?
Year's Eve.
Oh, New Year's Eve.
This was 3 years ago. Bro, Andy Cohen got fucked up within the first hour. And then he dragged Anderson Cooper into it. And they were just... It was comedic genius. So he goes, Anderson, take a shot. Anderson's like, yo, we're already fucked up. He was like, I can't do this. Like, we just took one. What the fuck are you doing? And he goes, but take it. Why? Because they need it. And he says it like that. Who's they? Yo. Anyways, those is now.
Yeah.
What an incredible first 3 minutes. All right, let's get right into it. On this episode, I want to get into the buffoonery of what Kanye West continues to be. I really don't want to get into hot topics and pop culture really so much for the rest of the season. I want to stray away. But when I heard this story, I was... And let's just throw in Brian McKnight right in the mix.
Oh my gosh. Father of the year. Give it up for this guy.
Shout out to Claudia Jordan. I'm going to send you... Actually, we'll get to Brian McKnight later on in the show. But in between the segment, I'm going to show you the clip I did so you can have a little bit of context.
Okay.
And you know the story. But you came in hot today.
Yeah.
Now, you came in hot.
Yeah.
With your hot topics and you've been killing it. This whole brother visit of ours.
Okay, I like ours. It. I like where you're going.
You've been killing it. I've been fanning you off today.
Nope. Don't do it this time.
Not right now.
Don't even do it. Thank you.
Fan him off. He's hot.
Yo, he was trying to do his fucking Beyonce fan shit and blew my weed everywhere.
The Renaissance blew the weed all over the Christ. Carpet.
Act four.
Nah, this wasn't even an act, brother. This was like... These were the rejects that tried to get. This is the casting.
This was definitely the casting.
And you were the director. I came to audition.
Listen.
And somebody's whispering in your ear, but that's him.
You're
He's
fired.
The one.
You're fired. I'm fired.
It was a blooper, man, and I spilled beverages on technology.
I've been getting into tucking in my t-shirts more. I got to the old dad shit.
I'm going
to
accept that. I'm there. Because some men tuck their penises in between their legs.
Oh. Okay. You took it to a place I wasn't going, but okay.
And that's not even drag queens.
Okay.
And let me tell you something. I woke up this morning, and we're going to get back to your t-shirt. Let me write that here.
Yo, t-shirt. You can't. Okay.
I want to give a big shout out to Claudia Jordan.
Shout her out.
Because I was on her page this morning, and first thing when I woke up, I wasn't in a bad mood, but it's 7:50, and dudes, man, on her Instagram were like, this dude was just like, yo, she just did a post like at 7 this morning.
Right.
And I'm over here defending her like she's my sister. But in my head, she's my big sister. And we know each other.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So, without knowing each other, but we know. And his comment was, it was a grown man saying, when is it going to end for you? When is enough enough? When is it enough? When are you going to finally settle down and get married? And he left it at that. So this is my question to you. Does a man have the right to do that to any woman? And is it fucked up that anyone would say that to somebody? Never mind celebrity or not. Like,
wait, what did he say?
When is enough enough? And then the second statement was, when are you finally just going to settle down and get married?
I would need to know more context.
This is just a random reply to her post. She posted a picture of her and Tracy Edmonds.
Got it, my bad.
Which, by the way, they look like they could fucking be sisters.
Yeah, beautiful, that's true.
Women who are 50.
Yeah, they're gorgeous.
And they look younger than many of these girls out here. Ladies, women out here, and you just came out and you just so I don't know, I was pissed. I went in on him.
Oh yeah.
I replied. Well, a few people did, but they didn't go the way I went. And I just basically said, listen,
you've been waiting to cook not, somebody.
But when I looked at the profile picture and I was like, whoa, not the dude that looks like a big toe. Bro, he looks like a big
that.
Chick.
It's I'm always gonna send it.
When we go on commercial break, you know, there's really no commercials.
I might have to review.
I'm gonna show that to you too.
Please.
So I was like, yo, not Mr. No Neck Pig in a Blanket. Maybe your wife settled for this shit, but for you. But that doesn't mean that. No, that's not what I said. I'm a liar. I said, I don't know what I said, and I want to take my phone because it's on my Instagram. But I kind of whatever. Somebody else replied to it to me. And said, why do I know this part by heart? I'll have whatever you're drinking with French toast and some eggs and put hearts on it or whatever. Like, they were just, it was fabulous.
That's hilarious.
It was hilarious. Is it wrong?
Did you go in? Like, he was really like, he was cooking.
Damn, I hope this recording doesn't stop.
Don't risk it. All right, okay.
It's still recording.
You can't summarize?
No, it's still recording. I see it. Summarize. And I saw it in her eyes.
Did it? Okay, let me stop.
No, stop.
I ain't even gonna stop.
If her options look anything like you, then maybe she might as well stay single forever. Maybe your wife settled for your fat no-neck self, but not every woman out here is that desperate. What you should have said was good morning instead of exposing a little dick energy with this ridiculous question. Get the fuck out of here, Porky. This was like at 8:20 in the morning.
Oh, you.
Now, it's not right to talk to anyone like that, but I fucking revere in Claudia Jordan. I have so much respect, so I felt like.
Did she like the comment?
I don't even know, but 17 people did. And I'm sorry, Claudia. It wasn't about that, but she defended herself already with him. There was a few other people. I don't know how we got into this, but damn you, Instagram, for making me a troll.
Yo, that's insane, Los.
I'm sorry.
No, what's insane is if she didn't even like it. If she ain't even like it, then you hurt yourself. You put yourself out there for nothing.
I'm going to give it to Monday. It's the weekend. People are busy.
She's probably
Claudia always holds me down, man. She always stays reposting shit. And holding me down with my video edits for TGIF. And I really respect her so much. I was petty, but there was nothing more pettier than her response towards Brian McKnight. And I'm going to show you that clip. Claudia, you went in, girl. Woo! apparently, let's get right into it. Fuck it. Father of the year. You ever do any of this shit to Ivy? I swear to God, Harry, I'll punch him in the face. Now,
okay.
You're going to fuck me up afterwards, and I'm going to probably run because I'm scared. But I'll take that ass with him for my niece.
Fair.
Yeah. Fair. You kind of like Popeye right now. The sailor man with a thing, and then you like you got dab. You've been working out again?
No.
So you know how you was feeling? Like, I don't want to bring off-air family talk mm-hmm. into it, but can we talk?
Yeah, we can talk.
You were feeling self-conscious about your body and your weight, and you had self-image. I've never heard you in 15 years, which is another conversation.
Right.
Complain, or not complain, but feel self-conscious.
Okay.
And like you saw it in your face. And
when was
like,
this? When
did we have... Like within the last 6 months to maybe even a year. Okay. Especially within the last 6 months.
Yeah. Dad weight, new dad, I'm a new dad.
Dad weight, dad bod, life's gonna lifen. But I feel like you look a little bit more like,
I lost 25 pounds.
Really?
My doctor thought something was wrong with me. I had to do a bunch of tests.
Oh. Did we talk about this?
Yeah, I think we may have.
Yeah,
we may have.
All right. Let's talk about it.
I just stopped eating. It wasn't trying to lose weight. I just got... I wasn't... Food wasn't appealing. So... All the bad habits that I had. That made me gain weight when I became a new dad went away because I just was like, just got tired of food. Once you eat out a lot, because you know, you can't do too much cooking, like you know, the baby, like you got to eat out a lot,
yeah,
nigga, you get tired of that shit.
I was like, yo, where is it at? It's holding the microphone up. You just don't want to fuck up perfection right now, so I'm just gonna put it right there. It's also really about changing everything, too, right? What's in the fridge and what we're custom. We were talking about this earlier, like just swapping out everything we're so used to. I'm getting in the habit of, I don't know if you probably, you're always 10 steps ahead, but so is humanity because I always do things late. I'm reading labels now.
Yeah, man. Nah, I don't really be doing that too much. I only do it for Ivy. I don't do it for myself.
Oh, nah. I would totally start easing into it.
I mean, I do in a sense of like,
like, food labels, to be exact.
No, right, but I'm only going to getting a specific thing anyway. That's already good, so I don't need to like read the label because I know, like, I'm getting the same thing. I'm very, I don't know what the word is, but like, once I get something that I like, that's what I'm buying.
Pony with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. You did put me onto that spicy syrup. Maple syrup?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Pancake syrup. Oh, I didn't buy it yet. But I was feeling Aldi. Like that, too, though. Aldi. Right. Exactly. So with them, perfect example. They started out as something. But see, it's not just Aldi. Those just happening all around the world. Just bioengineered shit, modified shit, all this added shit, all these extra gums and extra tons of sugar and just whatever. I mean, if you see red or yellow, run from it. If the words red or yellow are in the ingredients, run the other direction. Because that's banned in many countries. A lot of these, the Takis and the Flaming Hot Cheetos and a lot of these products that we buy out here are banned in many parts of the world. A lot of these snacks?
I didn't know.
This is why so many different, like if you go
on YouTube. I don't eat that shit.
I understand, but... You know,
I didn't know,
a lot
bro.
Of the shit that's in our fridge is kind of Red Bull. I don't think is. No, I'm a liar. Gatorade. For anyone listening or look up Gatorade, that's banned in many countries. One
straight
of the worst
sugar.
Things you can put in your body.
Straight sugar.
The almond milk that comes in the blue one. If anybody's listening, go follow. Let me get back on Instagram. I have the worst memory today, but we have had a shitstorm of a fucking. Today's day because, see, let's just give context to it. We've had a good couple of hours of brotherly bonding. It's giving 2013 vibes.
DJ killing it.
DJ's been killing it for hours. All right, let's move on from it. I want to give a big shout out to Chicopee TV here in Chicopee, Massachusetts. I want to give a big shout out to, I believe, David. I want to get her name right. It starts with a D. Diane. Oh, shit. Deb. Might be Deb. And my sincerest apology, love. And my guy, Johnny Miranda, for having me on as their guest. Speaking about the arts and what have you, that's what they're really concentrated on. And they have a wonderful studio, wonderful setup, wonderful thing going on over there. So my episode as a guest will be posted soon. I will keep everybody posted via my social media. And we'll ask permission to even probably just air it on my show. You know what I mean? Chicopee TV, Johnny Miranda. I'm looking up I'm Just Wasim. I'm Just Wasim. Wasim. Go follow him. His name is Wasim Saeed. And he probably has better hair than your girlfriend and your wife. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Not personally to you. I'm just saying in general. Claudia, if you're listening, you better check out his hair. Honey, he's got beautiful hair. No, this gentleman is one of these influencers or whatever they do. Because it's not just him. A lot of people do this. But they will go and they do the work and they read the product. They tell you what's shit. And guess what? Everything in your fucking cabinet is shit. They've been killing us for years. Chemtrails.
You believe it?
You know, it wasn't on my list today, but let's put that for the next episode. Okay? Yeah. I want to incorporate a clip from Prince. Ooh, I feel like producer Lowe's right now. I'm in my bag,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, get in your bag.
Thanks,
bro.
Thanks for your support, too.
Always.
How are you on time? We got to check in because everything's changed. I'm not afraid to say that on air.
Gucci. I probably
some, but... Ask the queen if she can give you like 25 minutes.
No, I got that. All right. I got that, yeah.
Bet. Harry, I was listening to this story about, and it's an old story. What it was, Harry, was a clip of this gentleman from Utah. And he's a 30-year-old guy. He was on his way out to go see his dying grandfather. He got to there late. They were already boarding and taxiing out. This motherfucker threw a fit. Not only did he throw a fit, he broke through the emergency exit, went down the stairs, ran on the tarmac, hopped on the engine, and curtains. Family says it could be like a mental health thing, like there was kind of signs. But why would you go through that? Why would you hop on the engine?
That's wild.
You know you're gonna get sucked in.
They probably didn't know. He probably just wasn't thinking. He's probably just, you know,
on an emotional reaction.
Yeah, yeah. Probably just wasn't.
There's been a lot of reports of this happening, of people getting sucked into the engine, and it always reminds me of the incredible scene. Elastigirl. Oh, no. Is she the one that had the cape? No capes. No capes. Thoughts? Is your green light still on, bro?
Yeah. No.
No.
It's turned off.
Okay.
Stays on.
All right. No thoughts. I just threw a curveball at you. All right, we'll keep going down the list. Kanye West. Kanye West.
Yeezy.
The buffoonery. How do we go from Sunday church to porn? Thoughts.
I hear that it's a clothing line.
Is it really? So yeah, you know more. Okay.
I hear. It's just a rumor. We don't know yet. But I hear that it's just a clothing line and not actual porn. But then I hear other rumors that are completely contradictory of that. So
I guess the real question to you is, never mind that. It's the whole switch up, bro. Like, and just him. Because it's pretty much, if you think about it, bro, he's already directing porn. He's got his fucking wife half naked out there.
Well, that's supposedly is what his goal is, right? His goal is, that's what it seems like, but.
What are your thoughts on that, bro? Who parades their wife naked like that?
Yeah, that's insane.
That's insane. That's disrespectful to
him. We talked about his dad.
That's totally. Like, does she have any opinions?
She looks scared every time I see her.
She looks frightened.
She looks frightened. It's like terrified. Every time I see her, she does not look.
It looks like modern day slavery in a sense.
What the what?
I don't know.
What was that?
Because she just looks way too submissive in that sense. I'm sorry.
Modern day slave.
That was ridiculous. Maybe that was my verbal blooper for the episode. But it's like she just looks like his slave.
Yeah.
It just gives like almost like sex worker.
He's admitted that she's his muse, but that's his thing. He needs a muse. He talks about it, especially for each album.
I'm sorry. So yeah, I'm sorry for that statement. Yeah, well, not just to you, to just to the general public listener. Yeah, that was a dumb statement.
You can edit it.
I'm not editing shit. I'm sitting here at my kitchen table and I fucked up. I'm sorry. I'm only a human being.
So Kanye,
the hat though is everything though.
Yeah.
I hate you, Kanye. Go.
Wow.
How did we get here with him?
I don't know. It's sad, but at the same time, I mean, supposedly we got here because since his mom passed.
Harry, everybody's mother passes away.
Yeah, but not at the same time.
We're all going to lose our mom.
Not at the same time.
I understand, and I want to be gracious, but we got to come from that. It's been a while.
It's been a while. It's been a while. I mean,
and with all due respect to her.
It's been a while. Yeah. But I'm not going to give him one deadline on grieving.
Not grief, but I'm tired of hearing that for an excuse for him.
I mean, tomato, tomato.
I feel like I'm losing you on this. I can feel your energy. Brian McKnight, his son, has cancer. And he said what he said.
Yeah. It's disgusting. As a new father, especially, I just don't know how you...
I didn't show you the clip, but it's okay. Yeah.
How you can...
Previous kids.
Talk about your kids like that.
Yeah.
I don't know how you can stomach that. How do you stomach that? How do you sleep at night knowing that you're thinking of kids like that? Your kids, I mean, thinking of your kids like that.
While he's what? Married to somebody else.
And got new kids, a new family.
It's fucked up.
It is.
I'm trying to pull up what he said, but it's not happening fast enough. So they were talking about the song Claudia showed TGIF, and she said that she knows people in the family and that they confirmed that like they wanted her to say. That way she doesn't have to say allegedly, you know? Mm-hmm. They want you to, since you're doing this story, we want you to know, like, this is the real deal. He's fucking fighting for his life. Damn it, man. Maybe not, she didn't say fighting. All right, let's move on. True or false? Bro, I'm giving it to you easy this week. Three questions. The first hair dye was made from poop. True or false?
I'm gonna say true.
Ding, ding, ding. Ding, dun,
one
dun.
For one. One for one.
Ding, 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 dong. Keep your heads back. All right. There are 88 standard keys on a piano. True or false?
True.
Ding, ding, dong. Ring-a-ding, ding, ding, dong. Okay. Come on, energy. You're getting sleepy on me. Yeah, I can see it. I see my brother's face. that's okay. I appreciate you. You know I love you, man. I'm sorry. May 9th is officially Star Wars Day.
It's May 4th.
Come on now, talk that talk.
May the 4th be with you.
Come on now. You're not leaving without talking about this. Boogeyman, period. We were talking about this earlier, and you had mentioned about Hillary Clinton.
Oh, yeah.
And how people view black men, especially like in the 90s, perception.
Let's give the context. What was the point?
The context was that I was watching Look Who's Talking.
Right. And you're talking about the jokes and how the jokes were at the expense of an immigrant.
Of an immigrant. Olympia Dukakis' character was bashing John Travolta's character. how he has the IQ and the economic salary status of an illegal immigrant.
Right. And
this movie came out in 1990. It would be such a fucked up thing to say right now.
So what we were right. So the context was when you said that you had said, oh, that's, I don't know if you can say something like that today. And I was just like, well, you know, yeah, everything was at the expense of black men and immigrants, and you know, I think, you know, that's just what it was, and then what it is now too. But down to a big part of that in that era, because we were specifically speaking of that era, and a big part of that was the crime bill, the Clinton crime bill, and dating back even to comments that Hillary Clinton made, you know, the infamous comments about black men and just being animals and whatnot. And then, you know, Clinton follows it up with the crime bill, the three strikes rule, all that type of shit. So that's kind of what we were getting into.
The boogeyman period. We have 5 minutes left on this episode, and I want to end it with this. Last week, my pops and I.
Oh yeah.
I had one of the best experiences with my father. Just best times, just one on one. And I busted my tire coming home. And the next day he came, and I had texted you. I was like, "Yo, can you just like come over and just help me?" Because I don't know, you know me, I'm not a mechanic guy, so something so simple to me seems so complex, and I don't know if I have all the shit I need. Like, I know my spare's in the trunk, and I know, whatever. My father's like, "Yo, fuck it." I was like, "Yo, you are 73, sit your ass down with your bad back and your knee." Like, pops, I felt like caretaker at this point. So he said, and I quote, I'm not even... "Listen, boy, I'm getting dressed and I'm going over there. Shut up." Maybe he didn't say shut up. He said be quiet. My father's a lot more polite than that. But that "listen, boy..." Dad, if I was black, first of all, I would not appreciate that.
Oh, gosh. You're a black, that means he was black.
Oh, damn. Yes, that would be stupid. Okay, what if he was a stepfather, though? You don't talk.
Fair enough.
That boy, it's different. No, listen. When your father talks to you like that, it brought, like, my nuts went back in my body. I was like, "Oh my god, I'll see you soon, sir.
Let me let you
and
know,
I'll have
sir.
Your cup of coffee ready." I had the best time with him. I did the work and whatnot, and he was just like telling me. But
I could feel your vibe. I could feel your energy that whole day. You were on a natural high. It was easily.
I looked up to him. I was like, "You remember when we used to live in the projects?" And you were trying to teach me how to change a tire on the Corolla Tercel. Here we are.
Still didn't work. I still need you back.
No,
here
but
to
we
do
killed it.
It,
and we did it in like a 1-2-3, and it was just a great time. Like, and I was fixing his hair, and we were throwing jokes, and he was being so loving.
Yeah.
And I kept telling him, "Straighten out your back." He was like, "Oh." And then the best part for me that stole the show is I picked up Janet. I came inside, and I stood right there. I was like, "Look, Poppy." And I was like, "Look, it's grandpa there." And he goes, "Hi, baby." And he was so warm and welcoming to her. And I know she's a cat, but I don't have kids. So
it felt good. It That's made me the important feel like, part. That's really what matters.
That whole entire experience. And then he didn't have time to come up. I was like, "Dad, come up. Let's have coffee again." He's like, "Look, I got to go. Your mom cooked, you know, so I want to go home and eat." And I'm fixing his hair, like, you know, because the wind's blowing it. It was just a beautiful experience with my father. And I texted my mom immediately when she left. I was like, "Mom, just want you to know, like, that was the best."
Yeah, you gotta make sure. It's funny, you should write that down. You should make sure that's written down somewhere.
Well, that's why I'm saying it now.
That's recorded.
We're on a podcast.
It's important.
You're falling asleep. You forgot we're recording. Jesus.
Nah, it's important. That's
it is, man. Man. Oh,
I think
man.
About that now, like, and I keep fucking up. Like, I'm telling myself, just start writing about Ivy.
Because
we did that for her one from month one to month 12. And okay. We stopped after month 12.
Gotcha.
The book stopped, the little thing that we bought.
Gotcha.
But I should buy a separate journal and just...
That's it. We have 59 seconds left. I want to thank you for your time. I want to thank you for doing it again. And then I also want to thank you for I just want to thank you for being here. We've had an incredible...
Yeah.
This was a great visit. Bye. Great Saturday. I love
Saturday.
You. Vicky, if you're listening, and I know you will, I love you. Ivy, I love you more. One word association, real quick. Pussy.
Flower.
R&B music.
Usher.
The 90s.
Raekwon.
Amelia.
Ivy.
Hit me with two words. Go.
Enigma.
Oh! Jim Carrey, Batman, The Enigma.
Okay.
10 seconds, hit me.
Recall.
Lead poison awareness. We're out.